there's two kinds of free agent signings in the NFL. One is the big, glitzy, earth-changing free agent signing. You know, Reggie White goes to Green Bay. And then there's the rest of the signings, which is you just sense GMs are trying to fit players into spots. And when it was announced that Priest Holmes signed with the Chiefs, it was, I think, the reaction among Chiefs fans then was pretty much a collective yawn.
Phone call made to me, and Coach Romeo said that we're going to go either one or two ways. We're going to go one with a younger quarterback, younger running back out of the draft, or we're going to go ahead and trade up to get Trent Green, and then, of course, you would come with him. And so I got that call, and of course, he says, guess who our quarterback's going to be? And when he said Trent Green, I knew I was going to be a Chief. So I was really excited about that.
I said, you know, I remember this guy, and I remember what Coach McAfee said. He said, this guy can play. And
well, I think the media obviously was more focused on Trent and getting our starting quarterback, but also heard that we had signed Priest Holmes, who had had at least one really fine year as a running back, starting running back with Baltimore.
There's this undrafted free agent who's had some success at Baltimore, but it lost his job to Jamal Lewis, as you would expect an undrafted free agent would, and now he's coming to Kansas City. So what?
I think there was a lot more fanfare about Trent Green. You know, this was a guy who had put up big numbers when he'd gotten the opportunity to get out on the field for the Rams, and this franchise needed a quarterback. And when they got him, that was all the conversation. It was really a footnote that Priest Holmes was going to be signed.
Be quick on the movement now. Quick. Good. Right there, Priest. There you go. Good. That's it. Good timing on it. That's the way it should look. Good. Make him miss. Good job. Yeah.
Adding those two new guys to our team, we weren't sure what they were going to bring to the table, knowing that Priest was coming in, but he had an injury. And then the year before that, having Trent go through the same issue, we weren't sure what we were getting with it with those two guys.
When he came to training camp, he was ready. And I remember that was one of the concerns he had. Will I get a chance to be that every down player running back? Because I think and I know I can do it.
We didn't really know how we were going to utilize Priest. I think there was the anticipation or the hope that we could do some of the same things with Priest that we did with Marshall Faulk over in St. Louis with the offense.
I think the expectation was that the fans and the people who fill up the seats, that are, they just wanted points. They wanted action. They wanted offense of some kind. They really hadn't gotten much of that.
There was a feeling that this organization, which had really been defensive-minded for a long time and had really struggled to put a dynamic offense on the field, was going to come out of the dark ages. But how fast they were going to do it and how good it was going to be, I think was still a long way off in fans' minds.
Even the guys that were on our roster at that time knew what we were getting when we signed Priest. They thought that, oh, he's just, you know, the running back's going to come through the league, play about 2 or 3 years, and then he's out. So I don't think anyone really knew that he was going to break onto the scene like he did.
I had knew of Priest, but I don't think any of us knew that he was capable of doing the great things that he did here in Kansas City.
Nobody. And I think if you were to hook up Carl Peterson to a polygraph machine, he would not say that he thought Priest Holmes was going to do what he did. It's a great signing, but I don't think anybody had any sense of what Priest Holmes was about to unleash.